And welcome back to the Honey Temple. My name is Lee, and today I'm going to guide you through a beautiful healing activation meditation all around the summer solstice. Back after the intro. I'm Lee Telford, intuitive wellbeing coach and teacher. Most of you will know me through my business and social media as Soul Self Mastery. I'm the founder of the Hormone Balance Chakra Course, and I coach women back to wholeness, giving them step-by-step tools and techniques that helps them connect with her, H-E-R, that feminine energy that will allow you to heal, elevate, and rebalance. I hope you enjoy the Honey Temple, allowing you to be your own damn queen. And welcome back. So today I wanted to take us through a beautiful healing activation meditation all around the summer solstice. It's been a very powerful week of energies, and I just felt guided to come on here and record this for anybody that just is really feeling the energy, or feeling tired, or feeling a bit out of balance, or feeling irritable, or whatever way it manifests in your physical, mental, emotional body. And I'm recording this in two ways. One, I'm doing a video here on YouTube for those that prefer video version. I also might upload this to Instagram. I'll have a wee look and see if my technical skills will allow this. And I'm also recording this on my podcast, which is called The Honey Temple, and you'll find that on iTunes or Spotify. Okay, so the summer solstice is, you know, it's a very, very powerful energy that takes place in and around the 21st of June. Depending on where you are in the world, obviously it's the winter solstice in other parts of the world too, so it's just as relevant, but in a different way. So, you know, the 21st of June is, and it's the days in and around that where we can still feel the powerful energy and feel the activation and receive the healing codes from the sun, the solar, which is otherwise known as the masculine. And the divine masculine is very relevant, as I've always said, this year, the year 2023, but particularly relevant around this time. So what you might be noticing is your own inner divine masculine energy just a bit out of balance, distorted masculine energies coming up, which can feel like irritation, or not feeling good enough, low confidence, or anger and irritability as well, maybe being reactive, things like that. Okay, yeah, so that's coming up. And what happens is, when there is, you know, the day where there is the longest day of the year, where the most light shines in, that shines in to your body to almost bring to the surface any shadow, any darkness that is there, which is unhealed wounds that wants to come up for your attention to be released and healed at this time. Okay, so I'm not going to talk too much as I want to really go into this, but I just think it's really important to understand the solstice, understand the energies at this time. And particularly, you know, there's a lot of symbolism around the world at this time. The weather, you know, has been the elementals, which are air, earth, fire, and water, are around us at this time and want to help us to heal. They're wanting to help earth to heal, which is why it's been very erratic. Sunny one minute, thunder the next, you know, even lightning, rain, you know, so it's really, that's all coming up, and really tune into that. If it's around you, to bring it into your own body, just taking a minute at the time to help you clear away the old. So each of the elements, you know, do something different. Fire, which is also the sun, helps to really transform the old into the new. It just really gets rid of old energies. And the air element just comes in to help get rid of, you know, any stagnant energies that are still there, you know, blowing the cobwebs away. But also the air element is connected to, you know, the intellect and the mind and overthinking as well. And then we have the earth. So the earth is just real groundedness. The earth is earth mother, just feeling nurtured and held by the earth. So really just tuning into the color brown, actually, which is the color of the earth. But it's also a color, you know, it's connected to chocolate, which is nurturing. It's a color connected to St. Francis of Assisi, which is, you know, the patron saint of animals and a real keeper of the earth as well. And also then we have water, and water helps to really move stuck energy. And I did a meditation there around the new moon in Gemini, and I brought through the waterfall energy, which a lot of people really appreciated, to really help shift stagnant energy that was coming up and coming in, because a lot of energy came in around that Gemini new moon. Then there was Father's Day, which is the masculine energy coming up, and anything around that. And then there was the Schumann resonance. The Schumann resonance is Earth's heartbeat. And when that, there's different spikes, so there's different, you know, things that happen in the Schumann resonance. And, you know, not a technical person, you can, you know, around this area, you can Google this and look it up. But on the, you know, around the 18th of June, which I think was Father's Day also, there was like, it went off. It just went missing. It's never been seen before. And, you know, there's different technical reasons for it, but from a spiritual point of view, it's a jump in timelines. It's like, it's really happened to help us shift, but we'll be really feeling that in our bodies. Our bodies are upgraded, our DNA system upgrades. So you might be feeling tired, you might be feeling loose bowels, bloated tummy, as your body's actually physically changing and upgrading with a new higher timeline that you've been calling in, that probably felt like it just wasn't going to happen. And you know, you've just been working and desiring and, you know, just staying in your own lane doing your stuff, and it feels like you're getting nowhere, but that is not the case. It is shifting, but we are just in this void where the old timeline we've moved away from, we're not quite in the new higher timeline, we're in this void. So it's just important to stabilize as the new comes in. As we just be patient with ourselves and others, as we all, you know, ascend together. Okay, so yeah, so Litha's a fire festival. So the fire element is very important at this time, and it's otherwise known as the summer solstice, which is the sun as the masculine, very connected to your solar plexus and your sacral chakra, and also your base, these three lower chakras, which is really where we manifest from, which is really where we hold a lot of stuck energy. So I'm just going to invite you to close your eyes. And obviously, if you're listening to this on a podcast and you're driving, please do not close your eyes. You can do this actually with your eyes open. Some people love to do, because some people fall asleep at my meditations or activations, because there is a very, very powerful healing codes in them. And your body can just really struggle with the energy and it can just shut down a bit, and that's okay. So you can do this when you're walking. Some people like to do walking meditations or in the bath, or, you know, as they are driving, but without closing the eyes, please. So just going to invite you to close your eyes. Just taking a moment to go within. Allowing the breath to slow down. Becoming aware of your physical body. Becoming aware of the rise and fall of your chest. Breathing nice and deeply in through the nose for three. And out through the mouth for six. And really releasing through the mouth any lower energies, any shadow energies that are not serving at this time, that are ready to go. And just take three of those long deep breaths for me, in through the nose for three. And out through the mouth for six. And in your next in-breath, I'm going to visualize a beautiful light coming in through the crown of the head. And allow this light to come in, and it's going to create a pyramid of protection around your body. So visualize this light coming in, creating four corners around your body. Visualizing your body within this pyramid. Visualizing your seven chakra energy centers. Visualizing them as stars of light. visualizing them spinning, cleansing, clearing, resetting this energy center and the corresponding hormones. Almost like it's spinning and spinning and clearing like a washing machine. Chakra means wheel. Visualizing a star above your head. It's known as your soul star chakra. Star beneath your feet, which is the earth star chakra. On your next in-breath, you're going to breathe up from the earth, visualizing an upside down triangle or an upside down pyramid coming up from the earth. That's coming up to meet the one above earth. And this is forming what's known as your Merkaba, this vehicle of ascension and protection around your body whilst you meditate. Allowing all of these different stars, these laser beams, to connect up. Calling in your guides, your angels, your loved ones, beautiful beings of light, animal guides that are wanting to come in and help with this healing activation at this time. I want you to visualize yourself on a beach. We're at the most beautiful healing circle. Anybody watching this now or weeks or months to come, you can still access this energy. It is timeless. And trust that when you find it or land upon it, that it'll be exactly what you need at this time. So visualize yourself sitting in this far circle, staring at the fire in the middle. I'm going to go invite you to stoke the fire. And that is representative of you stoking your own fire at this time. We need to regularly stoke our own fires because they can become dampened or flat with the pressures of life. When you stoke or ignite your own fire, it brings in a new powerful energy. An energy of action. That is what the solstice is all about. Downloading of these light codes to help you with the next stage in your life. Now let's call in the four elements. Earth, air, fire, and water. I want you to feel them around you. Feeling the sand and the earth beneath you as you connect with the earth element. We are all alchemists. All of us are intuitive. All of us are healers. And we can use the elements and the elementals to help us in our life, to heal, to transform, to move from tough situations for guidance, assistance. Let's call in the air element. Connected to the energy of the bird kingdom or any animal with wings. It's also connected to the air itself, the wind. I mentioned the earth element is also connected to the trees, the flowers, the gnomes, the fairies. as well as the earth itself. Visualize yourself as a tree with strong roots going deep into the earth, keeping you grounded at this time. Let's call in the water element. Help us with our emotional body. Help us cleanse. Help us move through stuck situations. And then we have the fire element. The fire in the middle, but also the sun of the solstice. As you look up, you see the summer solstice start to rise in the sky. The sun, it's the sunrise. I'm hearing a new dawn, a new day. A new life for me. New beginnings are on the way. We just must trust. So as the sun arises in the sky, I simply want you to be open to receiving. If you have an intention, a wish, or a desire, an area of your life that you are looking for help or guidance with, bring that to your mind's eye now. Hold it in your heart. Feel your heart open as the sun rises higher in the sky. Feel its powerful energy as you say, yes, I am ready to receive whatever I need at this time. Whatever healing light coats my body, mind, and soul is ready for, I say yes. Feel the light coming in through the crown of the head. And the light turns into a beautiful golden energy, like a liquid. And it's very soothing on the nervous system as it goes into the brain. As it moves around the cells, the chakra system, the hormone system, cleansing, clearing, filling the body up with light. When the body is filled with light, it heals. Feel this beautiful golden liquid. The gold is connected to wisdom. It feels that the summer solstice will help us connect with our own wisdom. That is always there, that's always been there. Feel this beautiful golden nectar. It's like a honey, the sweetness of life. Move down over the face like a beautiful healing facial. It's going to go in and around the eyes and soothe any eye strain that anybody is experiencing at this time. Let it move in and around the back of the neck, known as the ultra major chakra, the mouth of God or the goddess. It's connected to your Akashic records or Akashic gate. Feel this beautiful liquid moving in and around the jawline. For many of us have things left unsaid that need to be said. Feel the jaw softening with this liquid as the throat chakra clears. Feel this beautiful energy moving down through the throat. A beautiful beautiful spiraling energy down into the heart, the lungs. Feel it moving down over the shoulders and the arms, like through the fingertips. And as this light fills up the body, the heaviness moves out through the feet and into the earth. Feel this beautiful liquid going into the different chambers of the heart, where there is heaviness or pain or grief that maybe hasn't been processed, that has just felt like it's too much. Feel this beautiful healing energy and liquid going into the lungs. The lungs is actually where we hold grief. Feel this energy moving down the back of the spine, our support system. Feel it removing any stuck energy where we have felt not supported in this lifetime and others. Sending forgiveness to anybody else involved. Feeling this beautiful golden energy move down into the solar plexus, the internal organs, the liver and the gallbladder. Down into the large intestine and the small intestine. And around the back into the adrenal glands, the kidneys, the bladder. Down into the base chakra. Ovaries of female, gonads of males. Seeing a beautiful infinity symbol, number 8 on its side. In this area, rebalancing the feminine and the masculine energies, the kundalini energies, the life force. Feeling this beautiful golden nectar come down the legs. The thighs is an area that we can hold anger. This is an emotion that's been coming up, irritability. Feel that move down through the knees. We have chakra points in the knees. Feel this clearing, rebalancing to help us move forward. Moving down the calves and around the ankles and the feet. And now the sun is fully in the sky, shining down on you. It's almost like you will feel your body vibrating as it receives this beautiful healing energy and light codes. I'm being told that this is the healed divine masculine energy light codes that are coming in for you at this time. To help you with confidence, action, movement, boundaries, healthy conflict in relationships, speaking your truth, letting go of the need to be right. Being assertive rather than aggressive. Patience. And as the sun goes down, there's a relief, as if you've been in the sun for a long time, and it's a bit of shade coming in because it's been so powerful. Enjoy the shade. The shade allows us to integrate the light coats and the energy. As I bring you nice and gently back into your body. And just as we close, I want you to visualize that fire. The fire of when we started. I want you in your mind's eye to step into the fire. Allow that fire energy to burn away the old layer, the outer layer, like a phoenix rising from the flames, from the ashes, into the new. Feel yourself like this phoenix, looking down at yourself from this higher point of view, at any difficulties or issues in relationships or career, family, health. Ask to be guided from this higher point of view, and you will be shown the answers with this newfound wisdom that has been downloaded. And gently feel yourself coming back into your body. Coming back into your room, the car, wherever you are. Calling back all parts of you, three dimensions of time, space, and reality. Raising your arms in the air, cupping them towards your heart as you integrate all of those downloads, activation codes, healing energy. Taking a deep breath in and out, wiggling fingers and toes, and really feel yourself back in your body. Giving thanks for what you have received, for what is to come. Take a few days to allow your body to detox, to cleanse the old. It might feel even more tired. You might feel initially lighter. You might sleep a bit more. Drink plenty of water to flush. And of course, always reach out or comment or ask me anything. Thank you. Much love. If you like this episode, please subscribe to the Honey Temple so that you're notified when I upload a new episode. And please share it if you feel that this will help others. Have a great day.